Text, Hallmark Channel presents Johnson Production Group. Jen Lilly. Christopher Russell. Jasmine holds a bottle of champagne and waves at a party. Title, Where Your Heart Belongs. A couple takes a selfie. Tristan and Mac hold champagne glasses.
Another night, another party with my favorite brand consultants.
They toast.
So, which brand do we want to tackle next? Ooh, I heard the goldmine people are here.
Ooh.
What? I heard they're looking for a new marketing team.
I know.
But what, Tristan?
Mac, you know I'm not one to sugarcoat hard stuff.
Okay, so don't start now.
He points with his eyes towards Jasmine as she poses for photos.
Goldmine is simply the best.
Jasmine? What, they're going with the self-proclaimed branding selfie theme?
Seems to be the trend these days.
What about authenticity? It doesn't even make sense. She's an influencer. They're going to trust their brand to one person?
Trust me, I know.
Okay.
She shrugs.
I know. What about the Hanford demo?
Tristan points with his eyes again towards Jasmine.
They're going with Jasmine too?
Look, I want to make sure my gossip was correct, but clearly it is. Jasmine started a whole network of influencers, young up-and-comers who follow her brand style without the established influencer pricing to peddle the products.
I can't believe this. I thought all these accounts were in the bag.
Me too, girl.
Talk about a low blow.
Listen, this just means that we, aka you, need to work a little harder on the pizzazzy side of social media.
Pizzazzy?
Yeah. Pizzazzy.
He nods towards Jasmine, who tosses her hair as cameras flash. Tristan and Max Darren sip champagne. Text, directed by Christy Will. Sign on a building, eat.
Can't believe this many people will line up for breakfast on a weekday.
Well, most of these people probably aren't pediatricians who work 16 hours a day, so.
Looks good, though.
Thank you so much for meeting me, especially after last night's news.
That's what best friends are for.
Plus, I could not do another hospital lunch. The timing is perfect, though, because I actually have something to talk to you about.
I still can't believe that she won. I mean, most influential marketer of the year.
Mac, you are awesome, and you are real. Your clients will remember that, and they'll come back.
Tristan said I just need to add some more pizzazz to my branding. Maybe I'll start by, you know, capturing original moments like this beautiful plate.
You don't need big eggs to compete with that girl. You're brilliant. Now, can you put down your phone? Because I need to ask you something.
Max stares at her phone and taps. Olivia turns her head annoyedly and picks up her phone. She texts Mac, "Hi, it's your BFF since kindergarten. Look up."
Right, I'm sorry. Bye.
Hi.
Hi.
Mac, you've always been there for me when I needed you. Well, I need you again for my wedding. Back home. In 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
We're moving the wedding up.
By a lot!
You know how I always wanted to get married at St. Augustine's, but they're booked straight through? Well, they called yesterday, and they've had a cancellation. And if I don't book now, we'll have to wait another year. Minimum. You know I love Stuart, and I'm going to marry him regardless. So who cares if the wedding is 9 months earlier than planned?
I'm so happy for you, Liv.
Happy enough that you'll come home to Sweet Grove and help me get it organized?
Sure, fun.
Sunday.
Mac gives her a look.
Oh, and you're driving.
Mac rolls her eyes and smiles. Olivia gives her a knowing look. A subway train passes by. A woman walks up to the ticket barrier. Mac, Olivia, and Stuart get on an escalator going up.
Ready to go home, country girl?
You see what you've done, Stuart?
No, you can't be mad for a guy wanting to marry the love of his life, can you?
No, but I wouldn't mind some photo ops from a destination wedding in the South France.
Nah, France, man. Oh, by the way, thanks for helping us out while I'm on call at the hospital. You know I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. There's nothing I wouldn't do for you all.
Can't wait for the honeymoon.
All right, enough PDA. Come on, I don't want to get a ticket. Let's go.
They get off the escalator. People walk past Grand Central Terminal. Mac and Olivia get in a car. Stuart puts luggage in the back seat.
Last chance to have a sleek city wedding. Save us a trip to our sleepy town.
Oh, you're so hard on Sweet Grove. Is it the beautiful vistas you find so unbearable, or is it because you hate that you can't check the phone when you're driving up there?
Max shrugs.
Sweet Grove. Yep, it's definitely been a minute since I've been back, that's for sure.
Oh, Mac. Oh, I'm such an idiot. I didn't even think about it. You haven't been there since your mom's funeral.
I have not. But hey, this trip isn't about me, it's about you. So, what are we talking here? Short and flirty dress or long and sleek?
Olivia raises her eyebrows.
Super short. Oh, I knew it!
They smile. Cars drive on a highway. Mac and Olivia drive down a one-lane country road. Cars pass through the streets of a small town. Sign, Sweet Grove, the maple syrup capital of the Northeast, established 1898. Mac and Olivia park on a street outside shops. They get out of the car and stroll on the sidewalk.
Sweet Grove is cute! Small enough that the mom-pop stores are still in business, but big enough that it still has all the amenities we need to plan the wedding. Okay, so, what am I tackling first? Venue, catering, flowers?
Let's start the way life should be. Dessert first.
Ooh, okay, wedding cake testing. All right, that'll be fun.
The wedding cake testing will be later, and you can handle that. But I was thinking two of the diner's famous chocolate shakes for old time's sakes.
Olivia points to the diner and pushes Mac inside. Rainey wipes the counter.
Is that Rainey?
Olivia and Mac walk inside, grinning.
Hey, Rainey.
Hey, girls, are you back in town?
Yeah. You still making those famous chocolate shakes of yours?
Don't you know it?
We'll take two.
Coming up.
Planning will be easy peasy, especially with the help of your assistant.
Assistant? Tristan?
No, not exactly. I recruited my cousin to help you.
Your cousin?
Dylan, you know, who works for your dad.
Yeah, right. I remember. I know who Dylan is. Thank you very much.
Hopefully that thing between you two doesn't get in the way.
We didn't have a thing.
Not even a little one.
You're being serious, aren't you? Dylan is going to be my new wedding planning assistant.
He's my cousin, and he's Stuart's best friend. Oh. We can't get everything done without his help.
I'm Tisha.
Don't worry. He's much older and not nearly as handsome. As he was when you last saw him, which was when?
Years.
You two got pretty close when your mom was sick.
Yeah, we did.
She nods.
Yeah, so you're still really close to your dad.
Yep,
so I've heard Stuart and I talk about it a lot.
About?
Rainey serves them chocolate milkshakes.
How it always seemed like he wished he was with you, even when we were kids. Okay, the girlfriend he got engaged to makes your statement to me make no sense.
He's currently single.
Didn't tell me that.
Well, you told me not to talk about him.
Right, yeah, totally.
Olivia stares.
Don't look at me like that.
Like what?
Like that.
Okay.
Fabulous.
Okay, great, fabulous.
You got a surprise over here, Rainey?
Rainey nods.
A girl knows the key to my heart.
The sun shines over green meadows. A car drives down a long winding road and pulls up in front of a house. Mac's dad comes through the front door and walks down the porch towards her.
Well, aren't you a sight for sore eyes?
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Bug.
They hug.
Oh, it's so good to have you back home.
Oh, it's good to be home.
Traffic okay?
Yeah, it's not too bad.
All right. Let's see what you got. Uh-huh, traveling light as usual?
Well, actually, believe it or not, this is me traveling light.
Good to know things don't change.
He pulls a suitcase out of the back.
Dad, why don't I help you?
Oh, my God, it's okay. I got it.
How are you feeling, by the way?
Are you asking about my pacemaker?
I am.
I got a little app on my phone that tells me it's just fine.
Just asking is all.
Well, what you should be asking is if your old man can still tap more trees in one day than most people can in a month.
Dad, you're the hardest working maple syrup producer in the United States. I don't have to ask anybody that.
Don't you forget it.
So how is the farm going, by the way?
Bug, you worry more than your mother. It's fine. All I want to do is go inside, get a cup of tea, catch up with my favorite daughter.
Your only daughter.
Just like I said.
They walk up the porch with the luggage and go inside. Mac comes down the stairs inside in leggings and a windbreaker. She sits down on the couch and puts on sneakers. A photograph of her mother sits on a table. Mac ties her shoelaces. She runs down steps through a forest. Ferns grow along the path. She carries a water bottle and her phone. Dylan walks down the path from the other direction, carrying buckets.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Mac!
Dylan.
Hi.
Hey. Sorry, I...
She takes out earbuds.
Didn't recognize you. You got taller.
Thanks. I guess. Barely recognize you without that big old disc when you used to jog with.
Yeah, I definitely stepped up my tech games.
So. I guess that comes in handy for organizing flash mobs.
Flash mobs? Wow, yeah, those aren't a thing anymore.
Oh, right. block parties.
You should probably stick to maple syrup. Where are you getting all this faulty information about my events anyway?
Stuart, Olivia, and your dad, who talks about you all the time. Though I'm pretty sure he just thinks you organize county fairs in Times Square.
You know, a Times Square county fair with the right vintagey twist and vendors.
Or hog ties.
There goes my inspiration.
Oh, you were being serious.
You know, I don't expect somebody that thinks Instagram is a type of cereal to understand what I do.
There's that biting Max Sullivan wit. Should make wedding planning a little more interesting.
Oh, on that, by the way, to be clear, I will be doing all of the wedding planning, and you are simply following my directions.
You got it, boss.
Okay. Well, the first thing we need to do is pick out a wedding cake. Okay?
Let me know when. I'll be there.
Great. All right. Cell number?
Landline.
Of course. Should have figured. Okay. Well, then I will just send you a message via pigeon carrier, and we'll go from there.
Just leave a note on my truck. It's parked.
Mac continues running.
Just tell me when you see me.
She runs down the street.
Mac! Come over here! Look! Come here, look!
The letters S plus O carved into a tree.
Wow, I can't believe it's still there.
Carved that when we were 16 years old. Kissed right here.
Anyhow, enough about that.
Let me show you inside. You're gonna love it. It's so cute.
They walk towards a white church. A round stained glass window has a flower design. They go inside.
Ta-da!
Hello!
Oh, in here, Dee!
Dylan carries a tub.
Long time no see.
Yeah. When did you two catch up? A few minutes ago, in fact.
Just been unloading these decorations from the truck. I'll get the rest. That's okay with you, boss.
So what do you think, Miss Event Expert? Isn't this perfect?
Yeah, you know, good. Use a little dusting. You know, maybe fresh flowers might be best. Hey, do you know if there's Wi-Fi in here?
Last I checked, you didn't need the internet to get married.
And then we could do dancing in the garden after dinner. If the weather cooperates.
Mm-hmm. We'll get a photo booth outside. Of course, we gotta figure out some sort of lighting setup. Oh, and we need a stage for the band.
Remember, think big, but keep it simple. Motto for the wedding.
Oh, Liv, please, it'll be beyond simple.
I just want everyone I love together in one room with no distractions. Give me that look you give me when you're about to call me
Saint Olivia.
Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's not cool.
No, hey, I think this is really, really sweet. I mean, it's not exactly the Soho house, but I promise I'll work my magic.
Sure you will. In the meantime, I'm just going to head back to the farm. Oh, and your pigeon express mail never landed.
Oh.
So we talk in 2 p.m. bakery?
1:45 p.m., actually.
Looking forward to it. Later, cuz.
Later.
They hug.
Don't worry. I'll keep her in check.
I heard that.
It's the acoustics in here.
Speaking of magic, when did you two bump into each other?
Wow. Who are you, TMZ?
Well, he's really grown up, hasn't he?
Yeah, sure. Just by driving a truck and telling the same lame jokes that he did in high school as grown up. Yes, he's grown up quite a bit.
A little different than the dot-com rich, self-indulging tycoons you've dated.
Wow. I don't know when my dating life made its way into your wedding planning.
When my super hot cousin seemed to make you blush.
Okay, you know what? I actually need to go get some real dot-com work done so that I can drum up my work so that I can do your work for your wedding. But this is really, really perfect, Liv. I love it.
Still no Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I see that.
She holds up her phone. Olivia grins and jumps up and down. We move across green pastures from above.
The last of the sap's boiling. Should have everything bottled by the end of the week.
Ahead of schedule. Great. Now we can start marking trees for next year.
About that, Elliot. Can we discuss the updates I suggested to you?
Appreciate how hard you work, Dylan, but we've been over this.
I know, we have, but going modern doesn't take away from the fact that you built this place into what it is today. Yes, it's true. We produce some of the best maple syrup out there, but come on, Elliot. You and I both know that's not enough to make ends meet. Things can be easier for you if we just invest in some newer equipment, which I've told you I can help with.
Now is not the time. Until I pass this business along, we're going to stay true to our roots. And I know that may seem old-fashioned to you, but that's the way it's going to go.
He raises his eyebrows.
All right. I gotta get to work. I'm done talking about this.
He walks away. Cars drive down Main Street in town. Max stands on the sidewalk outside of a bakery and holds up her phone to get reception. Dylan stands inside the bakery next to a table with slices of cake. He stares out the window at Mac.
Now, it is nearly impossible to get cell reception in this town.
Is that so?
So, as I was saying, this one is chocolate.
Just chocolate?
That's what you said.
And this one is...
vanilla. Let me know what you choose.
You know, I was thinking maybe we could do something, you know, that makes a little more of a statement.
Birdie stares at her.
Do you have Wi-Fi?
Keep it to 5 minutes.
Perfect. Amazing. Okay, so I saw these cakes on Pinterest that I think would be really great. Okay, here we go. Maybe like a spiced chai cake or a lavender-infused cake. Ooh, or one of these hand-painted watercolor looks.
She holds up her phone.
I could write their names on the cake.
Birdie, do you think you could give us a minute, please?
Thanks.
Birdie leaves the room.
Chai? This one's Starbucks, back. You know Birdie only makes 2 kinds of cake and that's it. It's been that way since we were kids.
Well...
remember that time Liv asked her if she'd make cheesecake for her birthday?
Birdie's hard no is definitely coming back to me. But come on, Dylan, I mean, this isn't some 11-year-old's birthday party. We're talking about Liv's wedding. I need it to be perfect.
Perfect for her, perfect for you.
What's that supposed to mean?
Liv chose to have her wedding here because she loves her hometown. Boring cake flavors and all. Now, try the chocolate.
It's better than whatever fancy lava cake you get in the city.
Okay, I highly doubt that.
He puts a fork full of chocolate cake in her mouth.
Oh my god, that's pretty good.
They nod.
And she do a chocolate vanilla swirl?
No, I don't.
He shakes his head. They leave the bakery.
All right, see you later.
Okay, see you later. Sorry, I got a phone call.
She taps her phone.
Hey, so, is the Big Apple still shiny without me?
Girl, how long have you been gone? Do you still recognize me? So, I've got good news. I may have let it slip to a few clients that the wedding you ran off to plan is big. Like Empire State Building big. Like Jasmine's ego big.
Yeah, what are you trying to say, Tristan?
I think you know.
So I can't lie.
Who said anything about lying? I'm talking about spinning. Country Chic is having a moment, so you might as well capitalize on that to get your clients back.
That would be great, except I have my hands full trying to save Olivia's wedding from becoming the most basic event of the century. Plus, Liv's super tall cousin would never let me expand the horizon.
I'm sorry, did I just hit my very symmetrical head? I thought I just heard my experiential marketing queen say that she was letting someone else take the reins of a party. Get yourself together and get creative.
Okay, I know what you're thinking, and the answer is no. I can't.
What do you have that no one else in that little town has?
Max shrugs.
Connections. Use them to make Olivia's big day even dreamier than she could ever imagine. And while you're at it, let your clients see that spark they don't yet know they're missing.
I guess it wouldn't hurt to see if DJ Anastasia is back from his gig in Zurich.
Now we're talking. Win-win, my girl. Your best friend will have the wedding of the year, and you will be back in your client's contact list. Think about it, act on it, and text me later so we can get things moving.
Okay. Bye.
Stealing my Wi-Fi.
Sorry.
Birdie stands with her arms crossed.
Is it weird that I find writing in cursive so soothing?
Yes. I have some news for you.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
I may have just booked you the hottest DJ in America.
Oh.
Maybe the world. I know someone who knows someone who knows him.
Okay. A quick question. Will the hottest DJ in the world be able to play some crowd pleasers?
Crowd pleasers?
You know, like the electric slide, the Cupid shuffle, the Macarena. Okay, maybe not that one. But definitely some old school Sheryl Crow. You know I can't have my wedding without her.
Okay, Libby's more of an artist, you know, kind of stream of consciousness kind of guy.
Yeah, but will stream of consciousness make Grammy want to dance?
I totally hear you.
Great. So no best of Ibiza DJ sets, right?
Liv, who has known you the longest? I would not book something if it wasn't right.
Let's hope so.
Mac tosses a piece of popcorn.
Oh, yeah!
Cars drive down Main Street. Mac and Dylan enter a flower shop. Mac looks at her phone.
I'm supposed to be looking for flowers, Mac, not flowers.
You're funny. What, they don't fly on flowers like the rest of the world?
These look nice to me.
Dylan, it's a wedding, okay? We at least need a rose or something.
They walk around.
Mackenzie Sullivan, I haven't seen you in years.
Mrs. Aronson, hi. It's so nice to see you.
And what a welcome surprise. The two of you tying the knot. I always thought you two made such a cute couple.
We're not.
We're actually helping out my cousin Olivia for her big day, Mrs. Aronson.
Oh, of course you are. Okay, well, enough of the chit-chat. Why don't you two take a look around? If you find anything you like, you let me know.
Okay, great.
Mac walks over to a vase of white flowers sitting on a table.
Those trendy enough for you?
Yeah, I was just thinking these were my mom's favorite flower. I don't know if you remember, she used to grow them in our garden. She would be fussing over them, making sure they got enough water.
She sure had a green thumb.
Yeah, she did.
For you, let me guess. You've never even had a houseplant.
Not even a cactus. I don't have time.
For a cactus? You should never be too busy to have a life, Mac. Have you ever considered that slowing down a little might actually feel good?
Mac's mouth hangs open.
Enough about me. Let's focus on Liv and Stu's wedding. Mrs. Aronson, do you have any arrangements in the back, maybe, that you could show me?
Yes, of course. Right this way, sweetheart.
They walk away. Dylan looks at a cactus. Mac's dad chops wood.
Dad? What, are you trying to give yourself another heart attack?
My heart's fine.
Hey, come on, isn't this why we hired Dylan, so you don't have to do this kind of stuff anymore?
You sound just like him.
He chops a piece of wood.
This is an old battle axe, just like me, and we chop wood just the way I like it.
No sugarcoating it with you, is there?
Finesse was your mother's department. She knew just when the syrup was ready, and she could see details no one else could.
Yeah.
She looks down.
I miss her.
Yeah. I do too.
Max smiles.
I see a lot of her in you.
I don't know.
Don't argue with your father. Or at least help me move this wood while you do.
All right.
She picks up a log. Dylan works inside. Mac enters, looking at her phone.
Oh.
You trying to avoid me?
You trying to follow me?
That doesn't even make sense. I work here.
I meant on social media.
Right.
He holds pails.
I was about to go hang some of these. Think you can manage holding something other than your phone for a little while?
Okay, you know what? I may wear designer jeans, but I'm still a Sullivan.
Dylan gives her a look. He hands her the pails. We move across green pastures from above. A bird stands on a branch.
All right. I'll get the first tree started for you, remind you how it's done.
Oh, I know how it's done. Please, just pass me the drill. All right, why don't you be my bucket holder?
Okay.
He takes the bucket. Mac drills into a tree. She blows on the drill bit.
Tap, please.
Dylan hands her the tap. She inserts it into the hole in the tree.
Now this.
She takes a bucket from Dylan.
Wow.
She hangs it on the hook of the tap.
Huh.
They walk away.
If you're looking for a career change, I just might hire you.
You would hire Mackenzie Sullivan at Sullivan Farms?
Provided you make it through the job interview without too much name dropping. Yeah, a set of operations, I could hire you.
Very well. Good to know. It's very kind of you, sir.
I mean, not entirely sure whatever a pop-up is qualifies as relevant work experience, but if you needed a job.
Oh, I just might.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't really want to talk about it. How come you joined this so late in the season anyway?
I like to keep a few buckets going for the kids in town. Dylan sips out of the pail as a rite of passage around here, you know?
Yeah, we certainly done our share of it as kids.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. They smile.
Should take a picture of the bird over there, because, you know, social media, I gotta...
Yeah, I guess that's why they call it a tweet.
Nice one. I need to get this phone call.
Yeah, give you some privacy.
Hey, you.
Wow, your look is getting more Little House on the Prairie every time we talk.
I was just tapping trees. I probably got some in my hair.
Sounds cool, although I have no idea what that means, but... Good news, I mentioned to none other than Muccia Bianchi that you were in the midst of planning a super secret VIP wedding. And she was practically begging to send you her new line of wedding dresses.
Tristan, she is the hottest designer, but her dresses aren't exactly Liv's style.
One of a kind haute couture isn't her style?
Come on, you've met Olivia.
Couture is everyone's style. Look, I've already sent them your address, so they're coming tomorrow morning.
I don't know about this.
But what we do know is that getting a photo of your country bride wearing one of them will help the resurrection you need when you get back to New York.
Max stares at her phone.
Babe, there are only two absolutes in this world. The sun always rises, and free publicity is always worth it.
You coming?
Yeah, I'm right behind you. Listen, I can't really talk about this right now, but maybe you are onto something.
I'm always onto something.
Mac puts down her phone. Mac and Olivia sit in a dress shop.
Yes.
They drink cocktails.
Here you are, Olivia. I hope these are close to what you imagined. I selected based off the photos you sent me.
Olivia rushes over to a rack of dresses.
I love this one.
Try it on.
Olivia hands a woman her drink and takes a dress off the rack. She rushes into a dressing room behind a curtain. Max sits on a white couch.
Oh my. Gonna need my Spanx for this. Can you grab those puppies out of my purse?
Yeah.
Max stands up.
So, Liv, forgot to mention, after this rack, I have a few more options you might want to try.
What do you mean?
I have a few more options flown in from New York.
I don't know, Max.
She peeks out of the curtain.
This kind of feels like the one.
She steps out.
Oh. You could.
A woman arranges the skirt.
Oh, Liv.
Olivia stands in front of her.
You look so, so beautiful.
Two women adjust the dress.
But before you lock and load, hey, Betsy, would you mind bringing out that second rack that I brought in?
Sure.
Oh, I love it. Stuart's gonna love it.
Yeah, he will. Yeah, of course, you know, it's not good to commit to the first dress that we try on. Maybe we should just give a few more a try. Just so you're sure. Oh, Liv.
I'm not sure these qualify as understated, but there you go.
Mac takes a dress from the rack.
This swept the runway in New York, Paris, and London, I think Tristan said.
But Tristan's picking out dresses for me now. Just give it a try, please. Pretty please.
Oh, and don't forget this.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Why not?
Mac hands her a veil.
Okay, I just have to, help, please.
A woman joins her in the dressing room.
That's the elbow, I think. The shoulder. No, that's the shoulder.
Ow!
Oh! Ow!
Sorry.
No, bend this way.
Ah! Holy! Okay. It's gonna be great.
Olivia stands in a white shoulderless dress with ruffles around the front. She dances in a white two-piece with pants and a hat. Mac gives thumbs up. The shopkeeper rolls her eyes. Olivia dances in a dress with detached sleeves. Mac dances with her from the couch. Olivia fluffs the ruffles on the first dress. Mac grins. The shopkeeper rolls her eyes and walks away. Mac crosses her legs. Olivia tugs on a dress as she comes out of the dressing room.
Don't worry, you only have to get it on once.
She stands up to help Olivia.
Oh, except this leaves in my hair.
She takes off a feather.
Liv, this is a dress.
This is the dress that you deserve.
She looks in the mirror.
This doesn't feel like it's me, you know?
Well, would it feel more like you if I told you it was free?
Free?
Yeah. Yeah. All I have to do is post a few pictures of you in it, and that's it.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
So this is about your business.
Yeah. Wait, no. No, that's not it. It's just, hang on.
Mac? Can you look at me?
Mac puts down her phone.
Mac, I really appreciate you helping me with my wedding, but I'm not one of your clients, and I don't care if my wedding is written up in the Times.
It's just that, Liv, you look so extraordinary in this. Promise me you'll at least think about it, right? I mean, Liv, you look like a star, honestly.
A star about to explode. Let me just get this off and I can start my thinking.
Okay.
Olivia walks uncomfortably back to the dressing room. Max sits down. She picks up her phone from underneath her. She arrives at her dad's house.
I hear what you're saying, Dylan, but it's my farm, and I'm going to be the one that decides how it works.
This isn't an empty threat, Elliot. You need to make some changes.
A foreclosure letter.
Listen, just hear me out.
Oh, hey, Bug.
Hey, Dad. Hi. I invited Stuart and Olivia over for dinner, because Stuart's in town, and I was thinking about making Mom's famous pot pie, but is there anything I can help you all with?
Pot pie sounds just a ticket. You want to stay for dinner, Dill? Never know Mac to make a pie smaller than the hubcap, so we're gonna need reinforcements.
Right.
Okay, I'm gonna sit at the table.
Okay.
Elliot leaves the room. Dylan pauses for a moment and smiles at Mac, then he leaves. Mac looks at the envelope stamped foreclosure again. The group sits at a dining table.
So, Dad, I've been meaning to ask you, how's the season going so far?
Oh, now you know the rule. We don't talk business at the table.
Just that.
She looks back and forth from her dad to Dylan.
It's fine. Everything's fine. Now let's just dig in and enjoy some of your mom's pie.
Olivia and Stuart take bites.
Compliments to the chef.
Yeah, Mac. This is actually really good. What do you mean, actually?
They give her a look.
Well, you weren't always, how should I put this?
an accomplished chef.
I mean, you have a lot of God-given talents, Bug, but cooking ain't one of them.
Come on. Okay, what about home economics? My baked mac and cheese won best dish.
I might have stuffed the ballot box a bit. You look so proud of it.
I saw you need a full plate of it.
Oh, you didn't see how sick you looked after.
Oh. Okay, fine. What about the spring bake sale? My cookies sold out 3 years running.
Yeah, the bake sales cost your mom and I a lot of money, but the horses were happy.
I'm just glad we settled on the fact Birdie is making the wedding cake, because I was afraid Mac would insist on baking a pumpkin spice chai. I don't even know what cake.
Yeah. Poor Dylan can't be expected to eat a whole wedding cake.
No, I bet he might if it was for Mac.
Mac and Dylan give each other looks.
I can't believe you guys.
Bottom line, you've come a long way.
Thank you, I think. Okay, well, enough about me and my cooking. How about you two? Are you getting excited about the big day?
It's completely surreal. But I would be overwhelmed if it wasn't for our all-star duo of wedding planners.
Yeah, you two make a good team.
They sure do. Well, only because Max certainly knows how to keep me in line.
You don't make it easy.
Eating chocolate cake with me must have been torture.
I've already called my therapist.
Olivia and Stuart smile at each other.
Happy to know you guys aren't afraid of my food anymore, because I've actually made dessert.
What?
Stuart chokes on his wine. Mac washes dishes. Dylan walks up behind her.
You didn't invite a flash mob to do that for you?
No, but I did produce a top-rated podcast about the best cleaning products.
I must have missed that one.
The episode or the internet in general?
Come on. Thought I'd at least get some credit for the flash mob reference.
Okay.
She throws him the towel.
So, how's the rest of the wedding planning coming along, boss?
Nothing I can't handle.
I'm sure there's very little you can't handle.
Yeah, I just gotta figure out a way to make the party pop, you know?
He pokes a soap bubble on her forehead.
Pop?
Yeah. You know, I want it to be big.
Why?
Because it's Liv and Stuart's wedding. I mean, they're one in a million, so the party needs to be exceptional.
I'm just the best man who has yet to make it to my own wedding day, but isn't it how Liv feels that should matter most?
He raises his eyebrows.
You know, Liv told me that you and Emily broke up. It must have been hard so soon after the engagement. I'm sorry.
I'm not sorry.
You're not?
It wasn't anyone's fault. We only look good on paper, you know? We were so used to being together, we never stopped to think if we were actually happy. She never made me laugh. Didn't have any of that signature Sullivan wit.
Mac looks away.
Just think about what makes someone feel truly loved.
Loved?
When you're planning this wedding for Liv and Stu.
Yeah.
Just make sure it's what they want, and not what you think they should want.
Yeah, I know how to make my best friend happy.
The sun shines over green pastures. Mac walks into the kitchen in her pajamas.
Morning, Dad. How'd you sleep?
Like a log, even though I was still stuffed with that pot pie you made.
Oh, not sick, what a revelation.
It was great to have a family meal, see all you kids together again, just like old times.
Oh.
They clink coffee cups and take sips.
Good to make two cups of coffee again. Every morning I would get up and make the coffee strong, just the way your mom liked it. And then I would ramble on about whatever dust-up was happening in the farm. And she'd listen, and then she'd come up with a solution. Easy as taking a breath.
She loved to set you straight.
Yeah. Would have driven me crazy, but she was right all the time. I wish I hadn't taken that for granted.
What do you mean?
Finding someone who will tell it like it is. That's what it's all about, Bug. Someone who will protect you and support you and still have the guts to be honest with you. Someone who will make you better. I miss her. I am so glad I had the opportunity to spend those 30 years by her side.
I'm glad you did too, Dad.
There's a point in that.
For me?
Huh?
Well, I don't know what it is.
Well, you finish top of your class, you'll figure it out.
Okay.
Well, I guess I better get to work. Maple syrup won't deliver itself.
He kisses her on the head.
See you later.
Later.
He walks out the door. A pickup backs into the churchyard.
Yeah.
Stuart and Dylan smile inside the pickup. They get out.
Thanks for helping us get this place into shape.
Better than riding shotgun with you while you try to remember how to drive stick.
Oh, come on, I'm not that bad.
Guess you don't get much practice driving trucks in the city, huh?
Hey, that's like the fifth time you brought up the city. Something on your mind?
Mac really loves it there, doesn't she?
New York? I'm sure she did. I'm not so sure anymore. To be honest, she hasn't seemed so happy the last year. She kind of became a busybody that never took time for herself. That makes sense.
He carries a storage tub to the porch. Dylan hands him another tub.
So are you going to ask me what you really want to know, or just pretend like I don't know that you want to ask me something?
Dylan gives him a look.
You know I work with kids, right? I'm used to working with difficult patients.
It's just, how come this is the first time Mac's been home in years? I mean, not even a phone call.
Well, you never called her, did you?
Do I call anyone?
Exactly.
Kind of always felt like she was avoiding me a bit.
Well, you know how hard it was for Mac when she lost her mom. You held her hand as much as Olivia did. Now, I don't want to claim to be a love expert as much as my future wife may say I am, but pining for a guy who was off limits during might have been a little rough for her. Even if he does have a solid beard.
It's true.
So how's the vibe between you two? Liv's telling me the old flame might be lit again.
You know, better than anyone, there's always been something between us. As far back as I can remember. Right now, she seems, I don't know, distant, closed off or something. Ellie and I didn't work out because there was no real spark, but Mac, she's a light show all her own. I just don't want to hold her back.
We'll hold her back from what?
Big, successful life in the lights of New York City. I just fear that she and I only make sense out here.
Well, it sounds to me like you need to show her that life out here makes sense. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He nods.
Yeah, I do all right.
And maybe a smooch on the cheek, too. That would. Actually, not on the forehead. Girls love kisses on the forehead.
All right, Prince Charming.
A little gentle thing. Hey, it works. Ask Olivia. She loved it.
Mac sits in a wooden chair outside the farmhouse and looks at her phone. Dylan walks up and waves. Mac doesn't look up from her phone. Dylan waves his arm back and forth as he walks up to her.
Enjoying the great outdoors?
Oh, I was just enjoying a peaceful moment alone.
Mm. You two do make a cute couple, you know? You and your phone?
Oh, make sure you get an invite to our wedding.
So let me get this straight. It's a perfect day out, and you're looking at your phone instead of everything that's in front of you.
Well, when I hold my phone like this, it is what's directly in front of me.
Oh, come on. You can at least make yourself useful around here. Follow me!
She gets up and follows him into the farmhouse.
So what? Now we're enjoying the great outdoors?
Now we're gonna get the rest of the syrup ready for delivery. If we don't get it done, Dad's gonna sneak in here and do it. I'm trying to get him to work less, you know?
Yeah, I really appreciate that.
She looks at her phone. Dylan snaps a towel at her.
Are you serious right now?
Hmm? What?
Max snaps a towel at him.
Oh, it's on.
Oh.
They snap towels at each other.
Oh, no.
They sit on benches.
I never get bored.
Hanging with you? Never.
I just mean doing this day in, day out, same thing every day.
No more boring than watching your Twitter feed, I'm sure. I like being able to take my time. I like the pace of life here. I don't get why people are in such a rush all the time.
Waited in line for a cronut once. Totally not worth it.
Here I thought we were having a real conversation.
About what?
Dylan shrugs.
I don't know.
About whether or not I stick around to read signs that misled me in the past?
Maybe.
Well, then here's my real answer. No, I don't. I move on, because that's what history taught me is the safest thing to do.
What about happiness? Shouldn't that work into the equation?
Mac picks up her phone and stands up.
New York calling?
Funny. No, I set an alarm. I've got to go get changed and get ready. I'm taking the girls out tonight.
See you later.
If you're lucky.
She hands him a bottle of syrup. Mac walks up to Olivia's house.
Hello!
Olivia opens the door.
Hello, hello! Who's ready
for her sassy bachelorette party.
Heck, I told you I didn't want all the cliche bachelorette stuff.
You are not having a cliche bachelorette party.
Just promise me there won't be any Kiss the Bride t-shirts.
I can make no such promises.
Olivia grins and grabs her coat. They leave the house.
You're so much fun.
The sun sets. Mac drags Olivia up a hill.
Am I eating nice apples? As much as I appreciate a tour of the Sullivan Farm, I'm not dressed for a hike. Where are we
not
going?
Much further.
A tent is decorated with lights.
Surprise!
Olivia's mouth hangs open. She puts her hand on her heart, then holds Mac's hand. They join two women in the tent.
Come in. What do you think?
Our own camping spot. Girls shouldn't have. Of course we should have.
They sit around a fire.
Okay, so we have all of the essentials from our old school camping days, plus some fine adult comforts, our modern fire pit, and all of the fixings to make gourmet s'mores. Please note that I have added dark chocolate and sea salt.
My favorite.
I know.
Yeah, our old tent was great when we were eight, but Mac thought an upgrade was time. Come on, let's get cozy.
Yeah.
Oh. Remember our tent when we were kids? Tried to squeeze ourselves into it till the end of high school.
Remember our feet sticking out while we were telling secrets?
Speaking of which.
A t-shirt with a photo printed on it.
Oh my gosh, look at us. I love it.
Oh, the secrets that tent has heard.
Many of which I'd like to forget. Okay, ladies. For the first activity of the evening, we are going to play Never Have I Ever with marshmallows.
Girls, you can't make a bride eat a bunch of marshmallows right before her wedding. Oh, come on, Liv. We'll take it easy on you.
Okay, I'll start.
Okay.
Never have I ever kidnapped a hamster from Mr. Shepherd's class.
Olivia eats a marshmallow.
It was so sad and lonely. It was a rescue mission.
See you, Olivia.
All right. My turn.
Okay.
Never have I ever fallen for the best man while planning my BFF's wedding.
Well, that is incredibly specific, Claire. You know, if this is what you're going to be playing, we are upgrading to s'mores, and you might want to be careful before taking aim at me, because I have enough ammo for at least 5 marshmallows, based on some high school mishaps with a certain Billy Jenkins.
The women sit around the fire with blankets on their laps. Red and yellow curtains and hanging lights surround them.
This sea salt is incredible.
I know. Oh my goodness.
All right, I think 8 s'mores is probably my limit.
I'm so full. Okay, we'll go get some water to put out this fire. And then we have some more surprises for the bride.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
The two women stand up and leave the tent.
I actually have a surprise of my own, but I don't want to tell the girls yet.
Ooh, that's intriguing. Come on, tell.
Stuart and I joined Doctors Without Borders.
Doctors Without Borders?
Yeah, we're going to go abroad for 6 months or a year. Who knows?
When?
After I finish my residency.
Oh.
That's really why we wanted to get married here and now.
I'm really happy for you, Liv. That's huge. I mean, I guess that means you're leaving New York.
Oh, we always planned on leaving New York. And it just feels like the time is now, you know? Because before long, I'm going to want to come back here and start a family. I know, you can't imagine life anywhere but New York, right?
I mean, I can't believe I'm actually saying this, but it's been kind of nice being back.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, my pores are starting to unclog and it's been nice being back with my dad.
And Dylan?
Oh, Liv, you are relentless. Dylan,
I don't know, we're different, you know? Maybe too different, and I don't know, my career's in New York, and
Mac,
your career can be anywhere you want it to be.
Well, I don't even know if I have a career anymore, to be honest, so which is why I should focus on that.
Okay, Stuart would be so mad if I told you this, but Dylan has clearly been thinking about you. He told Stuart that.
He did?
Mac, as much fun as it is to torture you both, can you just think about whether you still have feelings for him?
Think of it as a wedding present to me.
What would I do with that life-size ice sculpture of you that I bought, though?
It was very expensive. I'm serious.
I know, I just...
I'll think about it, okay?
All right, but enough sentimental stuff. We have one very important stop left.
Oh, boy.
A photo of the four women when they were girls sitting outside of a tent is printed on their t-shirts. A lighted sign on the street, Mellow Mushroom.
Is it me, or does the beer always taste better here?
Probably because it doesn't cost a month's rent like it does in New York.
They sit at a bar.
It's good to have you home, Sue.
Oh, it's good to be home. And almost getting married.
They finally said yes.
Well, it only took me, what, like a decade and a half to convince her to marry me?
Yeah, moves, too.
Moves.
They toast.
I got you another round?
Nah, I think I'm good, Michelle.
You sure? You're looking kind of thirsty.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Yeah, I'll grab
Michelle walks away.
I must say, it is an honor.
What is?
To be in the presence of the county's most eligible and oblivious bachelor. Oh, come on. What are you doing?
Aside from trying to enjoy my beer?
Okay, see, most guys in your shoes would be milking the situation.
Says the guy who's been with the same woman since puberty. This situation? It's not really what I had in mind.
Like I said, you need to change it. Things don't just fall into place.
I know that.
Oh, yeah? So what are you trying to say that you're not saying?
Dylan looks away.
Mac.
It always comes back to Mac.
I can't get a read on.
See, that's the mystique of women. We're not supposed to.
1 minute, it seems like we're on the same page. And then the next, she's a million miles away. Maybe there's someone back in New York that Liv hasn't told you about yet.
I highly doubt it. And it's not because she isn't beautiful and smart. Okay, let's break this down. Have you asked her?
Not so many words.
Sounds like not in any words. Okay. I don't want to lecture you.
Right.
But we're not in high school anymore, bud. Okay? We're getting older. Clock's a ticking. Okay? These long, gazy stares aren't going to cut it. And we both know how stubborn the Sullivans are. And we both know you'll regret screwing this up. So get it together, babe. All right?
Dylan sighs. The four women walk into the bar.
Did you?
Hey!
Isn't this supposed to be bad luck?
No, I think that only applies the night before the wedding.
Ooh. Of all the bars.
Well, this is quite literally the only bar in town.
Mac and Dylan stand facing each other.
So what do you say?
I rack him up. Tall guy. I'm way too good.
Dylan lifts the triangle from the pool balls.
Last I remember, I beat you so bad, you left the bar crying.
Not quite.
I would call it more sobbing.
That was a fluke.
Michelle sets down a beer.
On the house.
Nice.
On the house.
Being local has its perks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sullivan, let's go.
All right, you watching this?
Mac aims her cue and shoots. A ball goes into a pocket.
Oh, boy.
And?
She shoots again.
Oh.
She grins. She shoots. A ball goes into a pocket. Dylan stares at her in awe. They take turns. Mac shoots the eight ball into a pocket.
Whoa, you hustling me, Sullivan? Looks like you beat me again.
Mac smiles. Dylan looks up.
Hey, we're playing our song.
We have a song?
Ninth grade, you don't remember?
Maybe.
May I have this dance?
Mac puts her cue down and walks over to Dylan. He smiles. They put their arms around each other and start to dance. Olivia and Stuart grin from the other side of the room.
Yes!
Yes. Nice face. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
She leans her head on Dylan's shoulder. Olivia and Stuart dance with each other nearby. The sun shines over green pastures. Dylan loads a crate in the back of the pickup. Mac comes out of the house.
Morning.
Morning.
Mac smiles.
Last night was fun. Did you guys make it home all right?
Yeah, we hit the diner for some fries and I was in bed asleep like a baby by 11.
Hey, you need a hand?
Nah, this is the last case.
Mac nods.
But I could use some company for this delivery if you're feeling up for it.
Sure.
She follows him. Cars drive through a street in town. A bowling sign flashes. A ball makes a strike. Dylan sets down a crate of syrup.
I can't believe they still serve breakfast at the alley.
Some of their best customers are the morning regulars.
Huh.
Mac smiles at him.
Another one of our songs.
Another one? So?
I would happily dust off one of the mix CDs you made me in middle school to prove it.
I did not make you mix CDs. I made this for Liv.
Okay, sure. You put Boys to Men on a mix CD for Liv, and it somehow ended up in my bag.
She smacks him on the arm.
So any urgent conference calls, or can I borrow Sweet Grove's most successful export for a little while?
I guess the world of event planning could survive without me for an hour or two the other night.
What's the most exciting thing you can think of right now?
Starting a business that catches Oprah's attention and then becoming friends with her.
Can't quite deliver that today, but how about a little bowl down memory alley?
Are you sure you're ready to go down after last night's fall from grace?
Hey, Tim. Size 12 and a size 6.
I don't know my shoe size.
You haven't changed as much as you think you have.
He hands her a pair of bowling shoes and walks away. She smiles. They sit down in chairs and put on their bowling shoes.
You know, when we were growing up, I couldn't wait to leave this place.
I don't know that you can ever leave your home behind. Not entirely.
Yeah. It's funny, I mean, I thought I'd miss the energy of the city more, but it's kind of nice being able to hear myself think.
What are you thinking about?
Max smiles.
I need to get some fresh perspective so I can win back my clients.
Win back?
Yep. Because despite my killer marketing skills...
She picks up a bowling ball and rolls it. It knocks down all but one pin.
Oh. There's a new girl who's been taking all the business I normally count on.
Dylan hands her another ball.
I know, I always thought that if you worked hard, you got what you wanted.
She rolls the ball.
What do you want?
Mac turns around with a serious look.
It's not that easy.
Life can be simple, you know? Simple doesn't mean boring.
He rolls a ball.
Yeah, well, in my world, simple is boring and simple is the kiss of death. So.
She hands him another ball.
Well, not that you asked for it, but if you wanted my opinion...
He rolls the ball.
Your world sounds exhausting, Max.
That's why I drink 3 coffees before noon.
Finally, something we can agree on.
Mac takes her phone out of her pocket.
What would happen if you didn't look?
Mac shrugs.
Wouldn't know who needed me for something.
Dylan studies her.
Well, what if I told you I needed you for something?
What?
I need you to just stop.
He puts his hands over her phone.
There's a whole world. One maybe you might just love. Beyond your screen.
Max stares at him. Dylan leans in towards her. They kiss. They part slowly.
Sorry, this is an alarm. I have to go. I have an appointment in town for something.
Wedding stuff?
No, just something else, but, I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Cars drive down Main Street.
So, Mac, to what do I owe the pleasure?
I want to talk to you about the farm.
Look, before we go any further, I really can't discuss the farm's finances without your father being present.
Well, you don't have to tell me about the foreclosure notice because I saw it printed in bright red.
Yeah, I'm really sorry you had to see that.
So you can understand why I'm concerned.
Well, look, if you can get your father's authorization, I'm happy to walk you through what's been happening.
Frank, we both know he doesn't want me to worry, and I'm really far beyond that, but I'm not a child anymore.
You should talk to him, Mac.
Just if there's anything I can do, you'll let me know, please?
Mac, you and I both know that your father, he's as stubborn as a mule.
So, we're gonna have to sell the farm.
Well, like I told Dylan, that would be hard to do right now.
Dylan? Yeah. Yeah, he mentioned that to me.
Right. Well, then I'm kind of surprised he didn't share the rest of the details with you.
No, he did. He did. He told me everything. He just, he can't do more than I could do, right?
Right. And as I said to Dylan, I can't just hand everything over to him. Now, what I need is to have your father here himself to sign those documents.
Because Dylan wants to transfer ownership of the farm over to himself.
Look, Mac, I really shouldn't be talking to either of you two without Elliot being present. Now, I know that Dylan has power of attorney.
Power of attorney? When did that happen?
Well, ever since the last bout with your father's health issues.
What about me?
Look, Mac, I'm not sure. Now, I know that your father didn't want to add any more pressure to your life, given how busy things are for you in New York. And besides, the fact of the matter is, I can't really consider either one of you two doing anything with the farm. I mean, for that to happen, your dad would need to be deemed unfit. And you and I both know that his stubbornness is not likely to stand up as a medical condition. I really wish I could help.
I know. Thank you so much, Brink. I appreciate it.
Sure. Look, one of my tellers needs my help. You don't have to excuse me.
Okay.
You take care of yourself, okay?
You too.
She looks distraught. She still wears bowling shoes.
Well, maybe if I hadn't been busy playing Cinderella while bowling, I would have seen this coming.
Ooh, the annual Sullivan Family Sugar Off. You know, this has always been my favorite meal of the year, so thanks for having us, Mr. S.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. It's great to have you all here. It's great to have my mother home. And on that note, I'd like to propose a toast.
They hold up their orange juice glasses.
Thanks for being here. All of you. This farm is more about the people around this table than it is about the trees outside. So, cheers.
They toast and take sips.
It definitely is. I remember Liv and I had our first kiss on this farm, right behind the barn.
Second, hon. The first was our tree by the church.
Right, the tree. Anyways, what I'm trying to say is we owe a debt of gratitude to the Sullivans for bringing us together.
Maybe you can name your first child Elliot or Mac.
Well, certainly not Dylan, as loyalty would be a key component in naming their child.
Olivia and Stuart stare.
You know, my favorite memory of growing up on the farm is just watching my parents dedicate themselves to the family business, growing it from the ground up as a family farm.
She glances at Dylan.
Yeah. Well, you'll all remember this one.
No. Sorry, excuse me. I can't go down memory lane anymore.
She stands up.
I got it.
Dylan stands up and follows her into another room. She takes small bottles out of a crate.
What's going on with you, Sullivan?
What's going on with me? Nothing. Nothing is going on with me.
If that answer wasn't so convincing, I'd swear you're mad at me.
Why would I be mad at you? Is there anything that you've done recently that you think might upset me?
What are you talking about?
I can't do this right now, Dylan. I promised Liv that I would get these wedding favors ready.
These?
Yeah. I'm gonna fill each and every one of them with our liquid Sullivan gold. One for each guest.
Oh, here, let me help you with that.
I don't need your help. We don't need any of your grand plans, in fact.
We?
My family. My dad. Me.
Okay. I'm clearly missing a piece of the puzzle here.
I'm just saying, I think it's about time my dad makes some changes around here.
What kind of changes? Because I've been meaning to talk to you about some changes. You know your dad's been struggling?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've been thinking that everyone loves a country getaway, you know, and maybe with the right trendy touches, I could attract a higher-end clientele.
And who'd you have in mind? Oprah?
It's funny. I haven't quite figured that part out yet, but I do think that, you know, maybe if I did some exclusive VIP gatherings, maybe some immersive experiences, I just think there's so much space on this farm to do so much more.
This farm has too much heart to become some country conference site.
Fine. What's your big idea, Dylan? You have any secret ideas that you want to tell me you're my dad?
Just that we need to get this place outfitted with modern equipment so we can produce enough syrup to get our product out there. Once people get a taste of how special this place is, we won't need to worry about hashtags or guest lists.
Okay, so why haven't we done that?
Good equipment costs more than we have.
Right. Well, if you want to attract investors, you need to get attention. And you know the saying, if a tree falls in the forest and there's no one around to hear it, Sullivan Farms isn't making a sound.
She looks away.
If you want to know what I've really been thinking...
Mac gives him a look.
It's just... Well... You and I... We could do it together. We've always made a great team, Mac, and on this farm... I know we could turn it around.
Is there something that you want to say to me, Dylan?
Yeah. Lots.
He smiles.
But, I'm not sure. I'm telling you here with everyone in earshot's the right time.
Okay, great. I figured as such. You know what? I have a career to save and a wedding to plan, and then I will just get to this.
This?
Oh, I can't do this right now.
She leaves the room. Dylan frowns. Mac taps her phone.
Hey, Tristan, what's up?
Girl, this isn't good.
I don't know how much more I can take on the bad news department, Tristan.
Jasmine, she, just stole another one of your clients.
Max sits down.
Look, you know I love you, but the big boss is saying we might have to make some changes.
Changes?
I've been giving you a door out, but it's up to you to make a move and to fight for what you've earned.
But how can I do that from over here?
I know the timing isn't ideal, but you've got to figure out a way to show her that you're still on top. And do it fast, because if you're not back in the city soon, your clients won't even remember who you are, and your job is gone.
Olivia comes over.
Hey, you gotta tell me what's going on.
Oh, you know me, just making a mess of the kitchen, my career, everything.
Well, maybe it's time to just slow things down a bit.
No, Liv, I can't just slow down and watch my career fall apart. But besides, anyway, I have to meet the DJ today. He's coming, and I need to show him the church gardens.
Well, Dylan can do that.
No, he can't.
Whoa. What is going on with you two today?
Nothing. I don't trust Dylan to do things like that. I don't really trust him to do anything right now.
Slow down there, Mac. That's my cousin you're talking about.
Yeah, I know. And my best friend since high school, one of them. And so I thought.
Mac, you have cut him out of your life for the last decade.
That's not the point, Liv.
What is the point, Mac? What are we even talking about?
It's just caring about someone and trusting them are two completely different things.
Meaning what?
Meaning, I don't know. I don't know anything anymore. I'm gonna go to the church, I'm gonna talk to the DJ, everything's gonna be fine, and we'll talk about all this later, okay? I love you.
I love you too.
Max's car pulls up to the church. She gets out of the car.
Hey, Anazesh.
Anazigi.
Anazigi. Right. I'm Mackenzie. Welcome to Sweet Grove.
Babe, when you said it would be an intimate gig, I thought you meant Mykonos Beach or Sunrise Intimate. This is really not my brand. I don't know what my publicist was thinking.
He looks around.
I know that, babe, but different is good, right? It's what made you.
I mean... Yeah.
So I just wanted to tell you to get comfortable and let's make this a show no one will ever forget.
You got me sweating for a minute. I thought you were going to ask me to play the Macarena for grannies. Okay, here's what I'm thinking. We do a stage right in there. Oh, and let's get that light set up from Berlin, the flashing one you can see from space, huh? Let's get it going before we get going.
I don't mean to interrupt, but you do know the wedding's in 2 days, right?
Yeah, for tonight. I'm doing the pre-show, putting this out on social, right? It was kind of the deal for the preview I was told.
Pre-show?
The country show before the show.
Yeah, right, of course. We should probably talk about posting lights.
She picks up her phone.
Hey, Dad.
Finally, Mac. It's your dad. You need to get home.
Oh, gosh. Just... Okay.
She gets in her car. She pulls up at her dad's house. She rushes inside.
Dr. Scott.
Hey, Mac.
What happened? Where's my dad?
Deep breath. Your dad's fine. He's in his room.
A heart attack?
Minor. Your dad's a strong man. Young. He just needs to take it easy for a few days and make some changes. Now, I gave Dylan the medication for him, and I'll check back tomorrow.
Okay, thank you so much.
Of course.
She rushes to the bedroom. Her dad lies in bed.
Hi.
Simmer down, bug. You wouldn't want to blow a gasket like your old man, huh?
It's not funny.
It's just a scare, that's all. A little rest, I'll be right as rain.
Somehow that's not that comforting.
You and I both know there are no promises in life, huh?
Mac nods.
But I'm here. I'm fine.
Yeah, it's just...
I know, come here. Come on over. Sweetheart.
He takes her hands.
You just couldn't live without you, Dad. Okay, so you gotta take it easier.
I know.
Dylan stands in the doorway.
Oh. Hey.
Hey.
Mac glances over her shoulder at him.
Honey, could you get me a cup of hot water?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
I'll be right back, okay?
Max stands up and walks out of the room without looking at Dylan. Dylan glances at her and walks towards the bed.
Took a tumble there.
Yeah. Just a fall. I'll be right back at her again tomorrow.
Dylan shakes his head.
Actually, no. No, you won't, Elliot. You are going to relax. Let me do the job you hired me for.
I'm gonna be fine.
You're set in your ways.
I've always respected that, but...
You gotta loosen the reins. Now. It's two strikes you've had now.
We don't want a third.
Elliot shuts his eyes.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Okay, I'll take it easy.
Dylan sits down on the edge of the bed.
Since we're on the topic of being set in our ways, you ever consider the possibility that you might be sidestepping a few unhealthy ways of your own?
Dylan gives a confused look.
These trees on our land, they will be here long after we're both in the ground. Losing a plot of land ain't nothing. Losing their love, that's something to fret over.
Elliot,
you've always made a point of being honest with me, son. Maybe it's time to be honest with yourself. Take the leap. If you do, you might just score yourself a pretty dapper father-in-law.
Dylan smiles.
I sure have heck always considered you to be a son.
He takes Dylan's hand. Max stands in the kitchen and makes a cup of tea. She looks at her phone. A party announcement from the DJ pops up.
What?
Hey.
Hey, hey, can you stay with my dad for a little while?
Of course. Where are you going?
Oh, I'll tell you later. I gotta go to the church.
She leaves. Neon lights flash inside the church. People dance on the porch. Mac pulls up in her car and gets out. She rushes inside. Her eyes widen. Confetti and streamers fall as people dance. Mac rushes through the crowd. She exits the church. A man and a woman stand next to the tree where she and Olivia carved their initials. A woman draws a red heart around the letters. She runs down the steps towards the tree. The couple pops confetti. They take a selfie together in front of the tree.
What have I done?
She stares in disbelief. She knocks on Olivia's door.
Oh, I was just going through Grammy's old stuff, and look what I found. Her old compact. It can be my something old. Oh. What's wrong? It's just that, what is it?
Mac looks down at her phone.
I'm so sorry, Liv.
She hands it to Olivia.
DJ Anagis plays wedding theme countryside party live?
He had a pre-show for his followers.
Is that our tree? In our church?
I didn't think that...
Please tell me this is a joke. My best friend didn't sell out my wedding for 15 seconds of internet fame.
I...
You?
I've just been under a lot of pressure at work, Liv.
I am so sick of hearing about what's being done to you, Mac. Your work did this. The DJ did that. Dylan? Dylan can't be trusted? You're the one who can't be trusted, Mac. You have no one but yourself to blame for your unhappiness.
Look, I can fix this.
Just jump!
The compact breaks. Mac bends to pick it up.
Don't! Just... You've done enough. Go.
She shuts the door. Mac sits at the diner. She dips a French fry in ketchup. Dylan walks in. He walks over to her.
Chocolate shake with that?
Mac rolls her eyes.
I messed up, Dylan. Like, really, really messed up.
How bad is the church?
I trashed it. I mean, I cleaned it up, but... Yard's a mess, and trees still stain. I don't know how I'm gonna fix that, but...
Still standing, though, right?
Yeah. I just thought that if I was gonna help Liv, and then... somehow get some work going for me, you know, and...
There, Sullivan, there's your problem.
Yeah, I get it. My life and my work need to be background noise.
That's not what I'm saying.
Ryan, what are you saying?
It just seems like your values are in the crossfire of a life I'm not entirely sure you want or need.
Mac's eyes are red.
But what I want and need is for my dad to be healthy. And what I want and need is for my best friend not to hate me and... You know, as much as it pains me to admit, what I actually want is for my life to not just be circling around the drain after I've given everything I have to my career, and I'm starting to think that the latter makes me a bad person, so...
So fix it.
Fix it.
All of it.
Yeah, I'm trying. And no thanks to you.
Dylan points to himself.
Me?
Come on, Dylan. When were you going to tell me that you were running my dad's business into the ground?
Is that what you think?
Max shakes her head.
I went to the bank, okay? So instead of worrying about me and my life choices, maybe you should worry a little bit more about how you can look yourself in the mirror.
Mac, you're missing some information.
Frank told me everything. I'm in power of attorney, Dylan.
Mac.
She stands up.
I can't talk about this right now, Dylan, all right? Let's just focus on Liv and Stuart's wedding, okay? And I don't know. All I know right now is that I probably never should have brought you back into my life. Or my dad's. I mean, my life, fine. You know, my life is a mess, but my dad's wasn't, and at least maybe then I could help him.
Seems like you've already made up your mind about that.
You know what? I don't have time for this.
She walks away. Elliot taps on a calculator in the kitchen.
What are you doing out of bed?
A little paperwork.
But the doctor said...
Yeah, the doctor said it was okay for me to sit at my own kitchen counter. Okay. I know that look. What's up, Buck?
Okay, look. I'm just gonna come out and tell you.
She sits across from him.
Dad... Dylan's trying to take the farm from you. And now he knows that I know, and with power of attorney, he's just gonna take it from you.
That's what you think. Bug, Dylan has been working like a mule to drag this farm into the modern world, to drag me into the modern world, because I'm the one that didn't want to change.
Dad, he went to see Frank behind your back.
No, honey. He went to the bank to shoulder some of the debt to get them off my back.
Max stares at him.
Seriously?
It's hard for your old man to admit that he's driven things into the ground, but here it is.
Why? Just tell me.
Figured I would figure a way out of it. I didn't want to take his money, even though I trust him as much as I trust you.
Mac looks away and tears up.
Well, looks like we could both use that fixing gene Mom had so well.
Yeah. Hey, you remember those saplings that we planted together out back when you were a kid?
Yeah.
How you wanted them to grow overnight, even though I told you over and over again that that is not how maples grow.
Yeah.
That they need space for their roots to spread out, and they need time to stand strong and tall. Well, you got your strong roots right here.
He rubs her shoulder.
Now it's time for you to stand up tall.
Mac nods.
Time for both of us to stand tall.
Yeah.
Come here.
They hug.
You're gonna figure it out.
Light shines on the green pastures. A red car pulls into the driveway. Max stands in the kitchen.
Hello?
Tristan walks in.
Ugh. Talk about trying to find a needle in a haystack, literally.
Tristan, what on earth are you doing here?
Well, you sounded so pathetic in your text, I just had to come and rescue you.
Oh my gosh, I love you. Okay, listen, I think I know how to fix this wedding, but you're gonna have to follow all of my directions.
Sorry, girl. Tristan Chu follows his inspiration wherever it leads.
No, if we're going to fix this, we actually have to follow Liv's vision.
You think I came all the way over here not to help you fix this?
Okay. Step one, turn him off. My phone.
Well, now that's a cry for help if ever I've seen one.
I really need to focus.
Not worried about missing any calls from that hot farmer you've been trying to talk yourself out of?
How did you know about that?
I know everything.
He squints at her.
Or at least I like to allude to it.
Mac and two friends walk into a dress shop. Tristan puts sunglasses on Elliot.
Hey, maybe curl the lip.
Mac talks to the florist. Tristan sits at a table blindfolded with Elliot. He tries syrups. Dylan picks up the landline. He puts the phone down. Bertie places a bride and groom figurine on a two-tier cake. Mac and Tristan smile. They collapse on a couch.
There certainly is something about the country that makes a person breathe easier.
I'm sorry, did I just hear Tristan Chu say something complimentary about a backwoods town?
Don't tell anyone. So?
He puts his arm around her.
Do you think we save the wedding?
Oh, boy, do I hope so.
We're baby besties. She'll forgive you, Mac. No one is perfect.
Mac leans on his shoulder.
Except maybe me. Sometimes.
Mac carries a garment bag up to Olivia's house. Olivia opens the door in her pajamas.
I know that I haven't been a good listener lately, and so it's ironic that I'm asking you to listen to me now. Liv, I've been so focused on myself and the obnoxious selfie queen, Jasmine, and I've lost focus of what was really important, which is our friendship, and I'm sorry. And I hope you'll find a way to forgive me.
You have been a little frustrating recently.
Will you let me make it up to you?
Have I ever been able to stop you from doing anything?
Good point. Listen, your wedding's still on for this afternoon, and while I love this look, I think we can do better.
They smile.
Come in.
Mac goes inside. Olivia stands in front of the mirror in a dress.
Oh, Liv, this is the dress. You look so stunning.
Don't cry, because I'll cry. I don't know if I'm wearing waterproof mascara.
Okay. I'm so sorry that I broke your grandmother's compact. So I've been thinking maybe we could use all of our memories as your something old. Till I found this.
She holds up a mixed CD.
The mixed CD you made me in high school.
I found it in my bedroom.
Oh, can we listen to it quick?
I think we should probably get you married first.
Olivia nods.
Good point. Yeah.
People walk into the church. The wedding party stands inside.
Either way, it's the one guy.
Yeah.
Tristan helps Olivia get ready.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Sure. Hey, no, go find your seat. We're almost ready. Go.
Mac carries bouquets over.
Nothing at all. Are we ready? You sure are. You look so beautiful. Okay, let's do this.
Okay. Come on, Dad.
Tristan stands in the chapel.
Maestro!
Everyone goes to their seat. Stuart stands in the front. Dylan smiles. Mac walks in holding a bouquet. The audience stands. Dylan smiles as she walks down the aisle. Olivia and her dad follow behind her. They walk down the aisle. Stuart smiles at her. They join the wedding party at the front. Olivia smiles. Dylan smiles at Mac. The audience sits. Olivia and Mac hold each other's hands.
Love doesn't always come easily. But when we nurture true love, it's powerful. It makes us brave and gives us the courage to be the best versions of ourselves. Today's world can be complicated, but the golden rule of marriage is simple. Love your partner for who they are, and help them become who they want to be. So, Stuart, do you take Olivia to be your wife? Do you promise to love her for who she is and who she aspires to be for all the days of your life?
I do.
Olivia, do you take Stuart to be your husband? Do you promise to love him for who he is and who he aspires to be for all the days of your life?
I do.
You may present the rings.
Dylan and Mac hand them the rings.
It's here somewhere.
Thanks, buddy.
Stuart puts a ring on Olivia's finger. Olivia puts a ring on Stuart's finger.
Well, in that case, I now pronounce you husband and wife.
They kiss.
Well, he didn't wait for me, did he?
The audience smiles. Olivia holds Stuart's face in her hands. They smile at each other. They turn to face the audience. Guests dance at the reception. Tristan walks over to Mac.
This wedding is major.
Yeah, Olivia seems really happy.
Well, you should be happy too. Hashtag love is trending. Videos are going viral and your clients are freaking. This authentic vibe is exactly what they're after.
Kristen, I said no social media.
Maybe you should ask your bride about that.
Olivia?
Mm-hmm. Your former clients are sliding into my DMs begging to be back in business. Are you hearing me? You've still got a job.
Tristan.
For now, enjoy the wedding, and we'll talk through the details when you get back to the city.
The thing is, I think for the first time in my entire life, I actually know what I want and need, and I'm not so sure that's in New York.
She gazes over at Dylan, who sits at a table. Tristan follows her gaze.
Well then, better go and get it, girl. Because that tall drink of muscle might get scooped up quick.
Dylan smiles at Mac.
Okay, can you hold my drink?
Maybe after your speech first?
Right, shoot, I almost forgot.
That's why you have me.
He hands her a microphone.
Hi. Oh, hi. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for being here tonight. Now, over these past few days, I have been reminded of so many things, how supportive and forgiving our amazing community is, and why it will always be my home. And how special it is to witness two people who truly love each other. Stuart, I am happy to share Olivia with you, and you know, you can even come on our weekend campouts, but only if you promise to do those amazing dance moves we all just saw you do.
Stuart salutes.
Seriously. Congratulations, you two. And word on the street is we actually have an old school CD player that might just be able to play one of those old school songs I've seen you two dance to so many years ago. So, to the dance floor with your beautiful bride, which, well, you're already there, so step one done. And here is to many dances to come and your very first slow dance as a married couple. Cheers.
She raises her glass. Stuart holds his hands out to Olivia to dance.
Go and get it, girl.
Mac walks over to Dylan as Tristan smiles at her.
I wouldn't happen to be as forgiving as your cousin, would you?
Try me.
Elliot smiles. Dylan leads Mac to the dance floor.
Sorry. I think that pretty much sums up what I want to say the most.
You think?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I was hoping maybe you might say, I love you.
Love me?
Was what I was hoping you'd say would express what you most wanted to say.
No.
Because I sure as heck love you, Mackenzie Sullivan.
Really?
Always have.
I love you too.
Something to ask you.
He gets down on one knee.
Dylan, I don't know that I'm ready for that, though.
Kenzie Sullivan, will you stay in Maple Grove to be annoyed by me for as long as you shall let me?
I'll be.
They kiss. Stuart and Olivia clap beside them. Elliot grins. Tristan takes a picture.
Hashtag love. Oh, I'm sorry. You're just so trendy right now.
Dylan stands up.
Never thought I'd say this, but if trendy's a good thing, let's give them all we got.
He dips Mac and kisses her. Tristan takes pictures. Dylan and Mac stand back up and continue to kiss.